From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, All Politics is Local, a roundup of who votes where for what in elections in this country tomorrow. First, the lead. President Bush is back in the country after a long weekend trip to South and Central America. At a news conference in Panama on his way back, Mr. Bush said he was pleased with progress toward a trade agreement for the hemisphere. He also spoke about tornado victims in Indiana. Back in Washington, the president faces a difficult mix of challenges, with Congress going its own way on a variety of issues while demanding more answers about the war in Iraq. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show. What do we make of the president's trip south these last few days?
Not much of a holiday, Alex. When he was in Argentina, there were some embarrassing moments of being at loggerheads with some of the South American leaders, particularly Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, who not only took part in the conference, but also went out and took part in leading about 25,000 people in a large protest that turned violent towards the end, protest of U.S. policies. And all the time that he was in South America, he was getting quite an earful from his South American counterparts about American trade policies at a time when we're trying to achieve a new hemisphere-wide trade agreement for all the Americas.
Weren't they hoping to actually sign that agreement? Instead, Mr. Bush is talking about progress toward it.
That's correct. There's really not much to show, at least not visibly, for this particular trip south, except some of the bruises that the president got in the public sphere.
Speaking of bruises, on his way back in Panama, he mentions these tornadoes over the weekend, more than 20 victims in Indiana, people who died from them. But he's talking about it quite quickly after the event, perhaps after Katrina.
Interrupting, really, the discussion of his own trip and his own agenda items, he wanted to make a point of saying how much sympathy he felt and how much concern he felt for the people in Indiana because of these storms. This is a man who is aware that when he's on the road, it hurts him back home and that he looks like he's not paying enough attention back home. He knows what a black eye it was for his administration, that the aid to people after Katrina seemed to be delayed and that there was a lack of concern in Washington. So he doesn't want to be stuck outside the country while people in the United States are suffering. He knows he needs more of a domestic focus, and he knows he's been losing polling points out of his base, the people who voted for him in 2000 and 2004 and who live in a lot of these affected areas.
But people still are talking about and concerned about the war on terror and the situation in Iraq. Today, there are more stories about Vice President Cheney fighting for a tough policy on detainee interrogations, and that's turning into a bigger story.
Big story on Capitol Hill right now. Senator John McCain, who was, of course, himself a POW for many years in North Vietnam during the Vietnam War, has been fighting hard to get the United States to commit to a policy of not abusing detainees under any circumstances, following a strict military code and not deviating from it. He's been holding up the budget in the Congress. He's been holding up the Defense Authorization Bill over this. He's got a lot of support in the Senate. They had a test vote. He had something like 90 votes in his favor on this. But Vice President Cheney has been insisting quite aggressively throughout this process that there be exemptions to that policy for the CIA and for some detainees who are considered terrorist leaders.
Ron, let me just note that the president's detouring on his way back to Washington to Virginia, the governor's
race. Yes, Richmond, Virginia tonight to be with Jerry Kilgore, the Republican candidate for governor in Virginia. The president wants very much not to lose in a state that is in his backyard and that is considered to be a Republican state, does not want to see that governorship stay in Democratic hands as it's been for the last 4 years. He wants to see his Jerry Kilgore candidate win there, but he has not been a big figure in that campaign up to now. He wants to get in there in his last opportunity before they vote tomorrow.
Thank you, Ron. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. You can see his political analysis on his column, Watching Washington. It runs today on our website, npr.org.